spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And, of course, your co-host, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, because today is Friday, which means it's casual Friday. I sit here in my Hobie Cat shorts and my flip-flops because I'm as casual as possible. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good, very good. And we have a great show. So much good nonsense in the media to talk about today.
It's unbelievable.
But first we have to say, sadly, and I really do mean this, James Gandolfini was a great actor.
Yes.
He portrayed Tony Soprano, being a guy who comes from that background and was in the midst of a lot of those wise guy type people. I can tell you that the Sopranos was a very, very true-to-life show. And Gandolfini portrayed a hood, wise guy, very, very well. And everybody knows him as Tony Soprano. And unfortunately, he died the day before yesterday.
He was only 51 years old.
Very young. Very, very tragic. But, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is he was obese.
Yes.
Okay? That's well understood. I mean, the guy didn't make any apologies for his appetite. He was obese. And I think that most of us think that because he was a movie star and probably worth millions of dollars, that he was under the best of care. But for all we know, he could have been diabetic and not even known it. He may not go to doctors. We don't know. Just because people have money doesn't mean that they also use critical thinking skills.
He probably had a high-stress lifestyle.
Right.
And like you said, he probably didn't go to the doctors, and he didn't know. I mean, that's the problem with so many men in their 50s. They don't go for routine care. I think you did a show this week talking about how women typically get more routine care than guys, than men do.
But even more importantly than that, something that I said to Peter Baker is that men for some reason undergo this phenomenon called, you know, but not me. It's not going to happen to me. You know, yeah, my best friend just died. We've led a similar lifestyle. He just died at 50 years old. I do the same things that he did. But there was something different about him. There's something different about me. I'm not going to fall prey to this. And a lot of guys, you know, we have a lot of friends who are leading risky lifestyles. When we look at them, they don't exercise, or they exercise and think it's going to mitigate other bad behaviors.
Their lifestyle.
And guess what? You stroke, you die, all the same things happen anyway. So it's very sad. Very, very sad.
I'm looking at an article about James Gandolfini, and it says here that you can have a 30, 40, 50, or 50% blockage, feel great, even run a marathon one day, and then drop dead the next day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. So it's quite sad. And on the other hand, we had the passing of the world's oldest man this month.
He was 116 years old.
Yeah. And when he was interviewed on his 115th birthday, or 114th birthday, he was asked what he felt the things that contributed to his longevity were. And the first thing he said was, "I get out in the sun every day."
He told the reporters that he attributed his longevity to getting out in the sunlight.
And I don't doubt that.
Vitamin D. It's so important.
And we know every time a new study comes out about vitamin D, we find out that the magic of vitamin D is reinforced. Excuse me, anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, reverses osteoporosis. I mean, it's all these things that it does, and it's a hormone. It's not a vitamin. Make no bones about it.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. But so many people willy-nilly just don't even test their vitamin D. They think that they're taking enough vitamin D every day to establish a high vitamin D level. You and I had an eye-opening experience recently. We both had our blood work done, as we do, We've both been supplementing with vitamin D.
Well, in my defense, I thought that the I should have looked. I just thought that you gave me a 10,000 IU bottle of D3 that I was taking one a day, and it was only 5,000. And it was coming out when I had my blood tested. It was coming out of the winter months, which we don't get much sunshine in the winter months.
Right.
And mine was so low, Dr. Andre was really concerned.
Right. And when we say so low, it was still close to 30, wasn't it?
It was 28.9.
Yeah.
Which was down from 40 the last time I had it tested. But the good news is we had it tested.
Bingo.
And I'm now supplementing with 10,000 IUs, and I'm out in the sun working in my garden or in the yard most days, if mm-hmm. not at least 5 days out of the week.
Right. And me, I was taking 10,000 IUs a day. And even at 10,000 IUs a day, I was only in the 50 range.
Well, what bothers me is so many people think that you shouldn't take more than, well, what the RDA is, 400 IUs. For people in their 70s, it's 600 IUs. And for people in their 80s, it's 800 IUs.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
That's nothing.
No one pays attention. No one with any common sense pays attention to an RDA.
Right.
Okay? The RDA is the minimum amount that your body needs not to die.
But someone said to me, one of my girlfriends said to me, well, vitamin D is fat soluble. Isn't it going to hurt you because it builds up in your body?
And she doesn't even know. If she did a little research, that's okay. So it's fat soluble. It means that it works within the fat cells. It stores itself in fatty areas, and it's not water soluble. So you can't urinate it out every single day.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's bad for you. And so at 10,000 IUs a day, I'm only in the 50 range, and I want to be closer to the 80 range, so
well,
I just went to 15,000.
That's where we need to be.
And the point of this whole discussion is,
you need to have it tested.
Yes, and actually, I just had a discussion with Ray Searles. He is the Vice President of Marketing for Life Extension Foundation, and I said, look, we have to change the campaign. You know, we got the free membership, and people are taking advantage of that, and we have the anti-inflammatory stack, which a lot of people are loving. But I tell you what we really need, I said.
I love it. That fish oil is the only fish oil I can take that doesn't upset my stomach.
Yeah, no, Life Extension has great products. And here's the thing. So in a recent study, an old report that you found showed that there were very small amounts of vitamin D. The reported amounts of vitamin D in some of these cheaper supplements were not there. Some of them had no vitamin D in them. Some of them had so little. So where you get your vitamin D matters, number one. If you go into CVS and picking it up off the shelf, you may not be getting the vitamin D that you need. But here's the.
It showed that some of the bottles only had 23% in the capsules of what was supposed to be in there. And within the same bottle, there were varying degrees of vitamin D in the capsules.
So it doesn't even matter what lot you get.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah.
I mean, so where you purchase vitamin D3 is important.
And with that being said, Life Extension has agreed we're going to come out probably next week with a special, never done before to the superhuman nation, vitamin D test opportunity through Life Extension Foundation.
Do you know what type of test?
Vitamin D3.
I know, but how is it? How do you do
it? Okay, it's a blood spot test. You get something called a Wattman blotter, which is basically a thick padded piece of thick paper, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And you get two lancets. And you prick your finger and you drop blood in the circle. And there's a couple circles that you drop it in. You put it in an envelope and you send it in.
Oh, that's cool.
And you get your results back in a few days.
Oh, that's cool.
And this is why. Stop guessing. You know, I got an email from a guy the other day through AgeForce asking questions about aromatization. And I'm saying, why guess? Just have your doctor do a high sensitivity estradiol test to find out if you're really aromatizing. The days of guessing are over. Blood tests used to be out of our reach as consumers. They're not. You can get blood tests done all the time. If you're taking vitamin D and you're taking 10,000 IUs a day like I was, and you think that that's more than enough, and you find out it's not, it's like, I need to take more.
Do you think it has anything to do with your Italian heritage? Because we all know that darker people don't absorb it as readily as lighter people.
Adele and I just talked about this on the prostate show.
Okay.
So darker people produce less vitamin D because their melanin in their skin is protective in the sun. But I have a feeling that they absorb vitamin D and expel vitamin D differently as a result as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to take, because all the studies done on fair-skinned populations like in Norway, They could take 3,000 IUs and get up in the 50s. I was taking 10,000 IUs and I was just barely in the 50s.
Well, I was taking 5,000 and I was 28.9.
Yeah. So the point is, yes, I think that those with darker skin not only have to stay in the sun longer to produce vitamin D, but there are other mechanisms in orally ingested vitamin D that you have to take more to reach those levels that our fair-skinned friends don't have to.
And don't forget just getting out in the sunlight and working in the garden or working in your yard. I mean, you can't deny that that's the best way.
And that's the best thing. So there's a study breaking today, lo and behold, showing that vitamin D levels in Americans is seasonal. Wow, really? What genius took the time to research this? Sure, because people don't get out in the sun when it's cloudy out. You don't have an opportunity to see the sun. And in the summer months, you get out in the sun. You know what? Supplement, but get out in the sun too. Do both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because if you're not getting enough in your supplements, the sun will make up for it. That's the bottom line. And the safest way to produce vitamin D or to get vitamin D is the sun. Don't listen to dermatologists who say, oh, you're going to get skin cancer. Baloney. Baloney.
The sunblock will give you skin cancer.
Bingo.
Well, I was going to ask you, in this article that I read, they said another good way to get your vitamin D is from dairy products because it's enriched.
You know, I tried to find this before the show started, but I am almost positive, and I would be glad for somebody to correct me, and I'm on the Horizons website right now, but I am almost positive that dairy is fortified with D2.
Not D3.
Yeah, D2 is actually, and it's a synthetic form of vitamin D2.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not good for you. And the research shows that that's the vitamin D that causes a lot of problems.
Interesting.
So I'll try to find the answer to that right now while we're in the commercial break, which we have to take a commercial break right now. But I'm pretty sure that fortified means artificial. They're not putting D3 in there. So. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of good things to talk about today. You're listening to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, Am Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
Am Nutrition. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Yes, in fact, vitamin D2 is found in very, very few foods naturally, but it is what they use to fortify almost all dairy in the United States. And it's a less effective form of vitamin D. Why do they do that? Why not D3? Why? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Okay.
Something else exciting happened this week.
Do you like us? If you like us, like us on Facebook. We have, you know, the fan page is important to get the message out. A lot of people are my friends and your friends on Facebook, but we need to build the fan page also. So,
on Superhuman Network.
Yeah, Superhuman Radio Network fan page. If you could please like us there if you haven't done so already, I'd
appreciate it. I've invited a lot of people this week to come and...
But not all of them are liking us for some reason.
I know. Maybe they don't like us.
See, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they don't like it. That's why I said, do you like us? Anyway, okay. So, obesity is a disease now. Really?
What do you think about that?
Well, okay. It is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so many of the self-inflicted diseases. So... if you smoke cigarettes, you're assured to get certain diseases, all right?
Right.
Those diseases are related to cigarette smoking, self-inflicted. If you overconsume alcohol, for instance, you'll get fatty liver disease. There's two types of fatty liver disease, non-alcoholic and alcoholic. So alcoholics get fatty liver disease. It's a disease. Obesity is a disease. I agree. It's one of the self-inflicted diseases that this country is in love with right now.
In one of the articles I read, it talked about that obesity is a complex disease.
And it is.
And what did you say about that?
I said it is a complex disease. When you look at it, it has a variety of variables that contribute to it. We are in an obesogenic world today. Lack of sleep, the wrong foods, overuse of caffeine, overconsumption of sugars, and starchy foods, alcohol. The list goes on. The lack of certain nutrients in our diet, the lack of exercise and mobility. I mean, the list goes on and on. Absolutely.
Okay. So in this article, it says that this is going to be a ticket for doctors to get reimbursed by insurance, companies for counseling patients on nutrition and exercise.
Two things
and
that doctors know nothing about.
My question to you is going to be, what do they know about nutrition and exercise?
You're exactly right. And in fact...
are they going to get reimbursed for personal trainers?
No. See, this is... okay, so I have no problem with them classifying obesity as a disease. Another one of these self-inflicted diseases that people do to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cutting obese people any slack. I'm not cutting myself any slack from when I was obese and I had a bunch of diseases. Right? Because yes. I was on... 8 different medications at one point, right? Okay. Excuse me, my allergies. But what I am concerned about is what tools will doctors offer their obese patients? Are they going to offer them gastric bypass, lap band surgeries, and drug alternatives to try to get them to lose weight? Or are they going to say, you need to
see a personal trainer. You need to start exercising. You need to start eating less carbs. No, they're not going to say those things. They're going to refer this person to...
They don't think that. The registered dietitians don't think that wheat is a problem.
They're going to refer their patient to a registered dietitian. They're going to refer that patient to a registered dietitian who's going to say, you just need to eat less, but eat plenty of grains and plenty of cereal grains and some vegetables, very, very little protein. And this person
and they're not going to counsel them to eat grass-fed beef.
No,
they're not
going to
counsel them to stay away from genetically modified foods.
Right, because those are all in the government's agenda. So what's going to happen is classifying it as a disease is not going to change anything except maybe something you pointed out during the break. Give obese people a new way to get on the disability train.
Yes.
Well, I've got obesity. It's my disease. I can't work.
Okay, I have a story to tell you and to tell our audience.
Just tell me. Don't tell them.
I was listening to a local radio talk show.
Mandy. She's great.
She is good. And she was talking about the new disease, which is obesity. And she was having people call in. A man called in. He was 400 pounds. He had an accident when he was very young. He broke 31 bones. He overcame his injuries and became a college athlete.
Right.
And he served in one of the armed forces. As he's gotten older, he has started to rheumatoid arthritis has set in.
Okay, grains and corn. Go ahead.
And he blames it on his injuries, and he can't exercise. And because he can't exercise, he is now ballooned up to 400 pounds.
Right.
His doctor told him he needs bariatric surgery. He can't have bariatric surgery because his insurance won't pay for it. And then the doctor told him, well, then you need to eat 1,200 calories a day. And he tells Mandy on the radio that that's not enough, that 1,200 calories a day is not enough for him to consume.
Oh, it is. It's actually enough for him to consume and lose weight. But he wants to eat whatever he wants to eat, or he wants to be forced by bariatric surgery.
But you could hear in his conversation with her on the radio that he had an excuse for everything.
Yes, and this is the American population
today. And I say to you, okay, I feel bad that he had his injuries. I feel bad that he broke 31 bones, but he can get into a swimming pool and swim, and it's not going to hurt his injuries.
Right, but he doesn't want to do that. He wants lap band surgery. He wants gastric bypass surgery. He wants someone to take the responsibility of what his hand does with his mouth, pieces of food. He wants that responsibility taken away. He doesn't want to be responsible for controlling his appetite. He doesn't want to tough it out. And the other thing is this. I'm sorry. He didn't become 400 pounds because he can't exercise. Because I know a lot of people in concentration camps who got no exercise and were skin and bones. Okay, he became 400 pounds because he ate all day long.
And he ate the wrong foods. Because you can eat six meals a day and lose weight.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. In fact, you've lost weight and you've almost doubled your caloric intake.
Yes.
Right? Something mm-hmm. that most women go, oh, that can't be. If I have to eat less. No, if you eat more, you actually lose weight. People just can't get that, as these doctors can't get it.
Right.
So this guy is going to be lost. He's going to get bariatric surgery. He's going to develop a variety of diseases as a result of the bariatric surgery.
So just to continue the story just a little bit further, Mandy started talking about that she knows what it's like to eat 1,200 calories a day because that's what she has to live on. That's how she lives because she's 43 years old
right.
and her hormones are going crazy right. and she can only eat that much.
And we know what that's like. Women go through. Absolutely.
Oh, of course we do. I do. So anyway, she started talking about another story about Paula Deen, and then she started talking about how she loves Paula Deen's gooey, icy cinnamon chocolate cakes, and then she started talking about Chick-fil-A and how she loves the Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Right.
And I'm thinking, no wonder you can't lose weight. You're choosing
the wrong foods.
And exactly.
we don't know if she's really eating those, but what the bottom line is this. If she's one of those people who's counting calories, and she's like, well, I'm just going to save all my calories for this other food.
Uh-huh.
And then they don't understand why they don't lose weight. This is why. It's not about calories, folks. It's not.
Or they lose weight, but their pant size stays the same.
Yeah, somebody we know that said he lost 8 pounds, but his pants still fit the same. And that's because he's lost muscle. He's got no muscle in his shoulders or chest anymore. I looked at him the other day and I thought, oh, my God, he's withering away. People don't get it. Muscle burns calories. If your diet causes you to lose muscle, you're in a no winning battle. You're just going to have to keep eating less and less until you can't eat anything.
I saw a friend yesterday that I had lunch with, and I hadn't seen him in about 5 years. And he he's lean. He works out. But when I hugged him, he has no muscle tone, and he looked like 10 years older,
right?
Because he doesn't get into the gym. All he does is cardio.
Right. Right. And people just can't. And this is the problem. So these are the alternatives that doctors are going to offer. They're going to say, go see a registered dietitian. She's going to say eat 1,200 calories a day. And somebody's going to say, well, I'm going to save that for one of Paula Deen's Krispy Kreme bun hamburgers, because that's my whole 1,200 calories. And if I just do that every day, I'm going to lose weight. No, it doesn't work that way. You won't lose weight. Your body is in the starvation mode. It's going to turn everything into fat. People just don't get it.
Oh, and another thing, I just want to mention this. The guy that was 400 pounds said that a few years ago he was fine at his weight, but now he's starting to have health issues. And remember, you've talked about that.
Yeah, people say, well, see, I'm obese, but all my health markers are fine. Mm-hmm. I'm healthy. Well, yeah, right now you are.
But in a few years you won't be. It'll catch up with you.
Exactly. And that's what happens. But that little window of time allows them to lead this terrible life. And they always, and I'll tell you something else, being a former fatty, you always think to yourself, I got to do something about this. I'm going to do something about this someday. But the problem is you get fatter and fatter and fatter. And then all of a sudden you reach a tipping point where you go, I can't do anything about this. This is me now. And the important thing is to make the decision before you reach that tipping point. Because once you reach that tipping point, it's virtually impossible to come back.
And what about the fact that they're using BMI as a marker for obesity?
Thank you. Do you know what? Okay, I am 6'2", and I weigh 245 pounds right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, my BMI is 31.5. According to the BMI, I am obese.
But what's your muscle?
I'm probably...
Oh, I'm sorry, body fat. What's your body fat?
I'm probably 16% body fat right now. I'm probably 16%
That is so flawed.
And so... Theoretically, on this new law, I'm obese, so I should be able to get my... I wonder if my insurance company will pay for my gym membership now. I'll take advantage of it. What the hell? Everybody else is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yes, obesity is a disease. It's a self-inflicted disease like tobacco use or any other risky behavior. I've been saying that all along. But classifying it as a disease is not going to change a single thing.
Except for people are going to take advantage of being able to... say that they're treating
I'm disabled
patients.
Now. I have a legitimate disease. And they're gonna milk this, right? So you can't talk about obesity now without some group coming out at you and calling you a hater, right? Now it's a disease. So you can't talk about obesity. It's a disease. Obesity is gonna sink this country, no pun intended.
In this article, it says that obesity-related healthcare expenses cost Americans between $147 billion to $210 billion.
Right.
So that's going to increase.
Right. Right. And then you've got an administration that's going, well, we've got to tax the rich. And taxing the rich is going to bring in another $20 billion a year. But nobody is talking about, how long have I been saying it? Nobody's talking about this obesity issue from the standpoint that it should be talked about. That this is the single greatest threat to this economy today. And, you know, I wrote an article and I said, it's being obese today is unpatriotic. If you really care about this country, get off of its back. But there's more and more people getting on. So I don't know what we're going to do. And it's like this in other countries, too. So we're not the only ones. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I'm dancing. My girl. Welcome back. Okay, so we had a party, and a lot of our friends were there.
Yes.
And Elisa and I were calculating how many of them actually take pharmaceutical drugs. Right?
Yes.
And so, because some of them have been, you know, I've talked to them, tried to help them get off some of these drugs, and they have been successful in getting off some of these drugs. And I thought to myself, you know, it's an amazing number of people that take pharmaceutical interventions today. They just take them. The doctor says, hey, your blood pressure's a little high, take this. Your cholesterol's a little high, take this. And they
don't question.
No. And so you found an article.
Oh, no, that was Dominique Lest. Posted that for me today.
Dominique Lest, who lives on the island of Mauritius, off of the east coast of Madagascar. one of our biggest fans on the island of Mauritius, probably our only fan. I think Paul Becker left Mauritius, but he was there for a long time as well. And Dominic always contributes to the show. So he sent you a link that says that
70% of Americans take prescription drugs.
Now,
that's on the heels of what we just talked about, obesity.
Right. So now what's going to happen is, and it's just a matter of time where, you know, 90% of Americans are on some sort of prescription drug. Just think about this for a second.
And more than half of that 70% take two prescriptions a day.
Remember when I was diagnosed with my arrhythmia and my other issues, I was prescribed 8 medications.
Have you ever gone into a doctor's office and they prescribed exercise for you?
Never. And that's what I hope comes out of all this. I mean, that would be, the greatest thing would be to say, here's your prescription, find a personal trainer and start training 3 days a week. And your insurance company will pay for it.
It says here that antibiotics, antidepressants, and painkillers, the painkiller opioids, are the most common prescribed to Americans.
And
antibiotics don't work anymore.
Well, wait. You want to hear something even better? You know that they've run out of antibiotics that work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You notice that
pharmaceutical companies haven't stepped up to come out with any new antibiotics.
Right.
They're pressuring the government to treat, antibiotics the way they treat vaccines. They're saying, look, it's not profitable for us to invest all this money in antibiotics. So if you'll let us create antibiotics, not hold us responsible if they hurt people, not require that we do all of the traditional FDA testing for new drugs, then we'll produce them. And the government's going, look, we have people that are getting sick and dying. And the pharmaceutical companies are standing still. They know what they're doing. They've strategically done this so that they can get antibiotics on the market without testing them and without being held liable for the damages that they do. Mark my words, you're going to hear about this in the news within the next year, because they're already working on Congress to do this. Look, we can't afford to develop antibiotics if we're going to be held to all these standards that we used to be held to. We'll develop, and the government knows we need antibiotics right now. So watch what happens with antibiotics.
The second most common prescription was for antidepressants.
That's scary.
I'd say most of those, not most, a lot of those people don't even need to be on those.
No. And there's another one, that exercise. How many studies have been shown that exercise outperforms common SSRIs for treating major depressive disorder?
Nearly one in four women ages 50 to 64 were found to be on an antidepressant. So
50 to 64, post-menopause.
Menopause, or during menopause.
Right.
Because I think I've told the story on the air before. When my mother was going through her issues with menopause, the doctor just gave her an antidepressant.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, well, let's not restore your estrogen, which is naturally occurring in your body. Let's give you an SSRI, which is foreign to your body. But why? Because the pharmaceutical agenda is at work. Study shows 70% of Americans take prescription drugs. In real English, is the pharmaceutical industry is winning. That's what this is. In the boardrooms of pharmaceutical giants all over the country, they're applauding. Look at this. We got 70%. Soon 100%. We've got to get to 100%.
Expenditures on prescription drugs reached $250 billion in 2009.
And you know who the biggest payer of that is? Medicare. Do you know that Medicare pays full price tag for drugs? Instead of, usually in an industry, if you're the biggest buyer, you get the best price, right?
Uh-huh.
But do you know that the idiots that wrote that law for Medicare that makes Medicare pay for the drugs, obviously they were corrupt. They wrote in there that the government pays the full retail price. So I'm willing to bet that 50% of that $200+ billion is American government paying. You talk about cleaning $200 billion off of the budget. Straighten out this Medicare nonsense.
It said it's just going to increase. Spending is just going to increase.
Of course. Now that obesity is a disease, they'll be prescribing all sorts of drugs to obese people.
Why can't they prescribe natural substances?
Yes. Why? That's a good question.
You know, I feel blessed that we have a doctor. He is an MD. He is a doctor. He teaches at a medical school.
Right.
But he believes in natural substances.
And you know why? Because Dr. Matt Andry is a critical thinker. He didn't go to school and take all that education and then say, well, I'll just do whatever the little pharmaceutical rep tells me to do. He actually applies his thought process to what's going on with your body to look for the best alternative, not to mask it, but to fix it. There are very few doctors like that out there anymore.
Uh-huh.
That's why we drive all the way to Bloomington to see him. I mean, think about that. There's some people out there, they don't even want to go to a doctor that's up the street. We drive all the way to Bloomington, Indiana to see him because I know the value of a good doctor. A doctor that respects my opinion. Nah, it's amazing. Natural alternatives versus drugs.
Let's talk about that.
Because I just did a show recently, with a guy who I did not agree with everything that he said. But, I'm just trying to find this here real quick. But quite often, when a pharmaceutical company finds an active ingredient in something that works,
they isolate it
and they synthesize it so they can patent it.
So they can patent it.
But we find that it doesn't work as good as the natural alternative did.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's other symbiotic things going on in that natural alternative.
I have from Green Med Info has an article. It's got some abstract articles that talk about different natural substances that you can take.
Right.
as opposed to a synthetic version.
Right.
Like, just for example, here's one. Ginkgo biloba, chamomile, and kava kava exhibit therapeutic potential in generalized anxiety disorder.
Right, but they won't give you that. They'll give you lorazepam. They'll give you, what is that real popular one that everybody takes now? Xanax. They'll give you that stuff. You know, it was Dr. David Jacobs that came on when we did the Is Food Synergy the Key to a Healthy Diet? What he was talking about was when we isolate these single ingredients and say this is good for you, and we forget about all the other stuff that's in there.
And the benefits, that other stuff has to be there for it to be absorbed by the body.
And the benefits of it, the potential benefit. Nothing is designed to be food. Remember that. Nothing is designed to be food except what came out of your mom's boobs. Everything else is on this planet with the same aspirations as you and I, to live long enough to have children. Quite often, some of the things in the food are bad for you.
Here's another one. A triple antioxidant approach to the treatment of hepatitis C may be superior to traditional interferon and antiviral drug therapy.
And do you know interferon? I have a friend who had to take interferon because he had a liver problem. I mean, it's classified as a chemotherapy. He had to stop working for 6 months. He couldn't get out of bed when he was on it. He had to go in for 2 shots a week, and he said it took him 3 days to stand up after each shot. So he spent week in and week out in bed using interferon.
There's a whole list of them here of things that you can take instead of drugs. It's frightening that doctors don't know this, or they know it. No, they don't.
They
know
don't
it.
Know it.
No.
So
a proprietary plant-based and homeopathic remedy is superior to conventional treatment in children with acute otitis media. I don't know what that is, and I don't think you do because you just shook your head.
I'm coughing over here.
I know.
My allergies are bothering me today. I sound good, don't I?
Yeah. Acupuncture compares favorably to fluoxetine hyal, which is Prozac, in the treatment of depression. Acupuncture instead of Prozac.
I'm sorry. We got to go to an early break. I'm very sorry about this. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio.
Of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Sorry about that abrupt break I had to take. But when my nose starts running, it doesn't care if I'm on the air or not. You know, I have to try that MSM. I've got to order MSM. One of the listeners sent me some information that MSM actually attaches to the histamine receptor and is perfect for seasonal allergy disorder.
Speaking of natural substances.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's talk a little bit about one of my favorite subjects, colonoscopies.
Okay.
Recently, we talked about the fact that colonoscopies are overprescribed, and this is in the wake of hospitals being called on the carpet lately for ordering procedures that are killing people or hurting people that were unnecessary.
Yeah, I've read that we have hospitals down in London, Kentucky right now. The doctors are being sued because they have prescribed stents for people
that didn't
and
need
done
them.
Stents for people that didn't need them.
Think about that.
They didn't need stents.
They should go to jail.
I know. They should not only be sued, they should go to jail. These people's lives are ruined.
I mean, who wants a stent in their heart, in the arteries of their heart, if you didn't need one? And so colonoscopies.
They're doing that to make money.
And we talked about this. There was an article that showed that colonoscopies are one of the most expensive and most
overprescribed
procedures out there.
The doctor that I used to see tried to make me go get a colonoscopy, and I wouldn't do it.
And we know that the fecal blood occult test is what doctors should be ordering first before saying, now let's go invasive on you.
I think Dr. Andre told us that 1 in 5,000 people die from the colonoscopy. 1 in 5,000.
Right. Now, a lot of people think that's not a lot.
And you don't hear anything about that in the news.
Well,
you hear about a few people that die from whatever, the compounding pharmacy thing, and now the FDA is all up in arms about that. But what about the 1 in 5,000 person, if you're that one person?
Right. Exactly. And it's estimated that we get over 100 million of the, was it 100 million of these colonoscopies a year, or was it, I'm trying to think how many, a million. But the bottom line is 1 in 5,000 is a significant number. Don't think that, oh, that's only 1 in 5,000. That's a lot of people dying unnecessarily from something that had nothing to do with the reason why they needed to be in the hospital in the first place. They perforate you. They implant infections in you. Mm-hmm. My friend Al's mother went in for one, and she nearly died of dehydration because she had such terrible gastric problems. And I'm the one who told them to get kefir and get yogurt and get probiotics. They that was the only thing that reversed it for her.
Colonoscopies wipe out protective gut flora.
There you go.
It says colonoscopy scopes present a risk of infection. They can't get the scopes clean.
Right. You can't autoclave a scope.
It's a camera.
Right. It's a camera. Right. So what do they do? What do they swab it? They dip it in alcohol, and then they go from one person's bottom to another, and they're implanting someone else's bacteria in you.
There's a 2003 article in the LA Times that reported on the dangers of unsatisfactorily cleaned scopes.
Right.
And it said, the nation's leading manufacturer of scopes has known for a decade that some scopes contain cavities inaccessible to cleaning by hand, but has failed to fix the oversight.
Right. Now, this is something that hits close to home, because your mom went for a GI scope, mm-hmm. an upper scope, and she was dead how long?
2 weeks later.
Two weeks later.
Because there was infection in her stomach, it basically just killed all of the tissues of her stomach.
Right.
Where did that tissue, where did that infection come from?
Right.
It had to come from the scope.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the only way it could have gotten in there.
That's right. And this was a routine scope.
It was
just
a routine scope. Right. And then she died 2 weeks later.
Right. So this is serious stuff. A lot of people don't think it is. If you're worried about your colon, get a fecal blood occult test done.
Colonoscopies may cause colitis and Crohn's disease. And it says here colonoscopies don't reduce mortality of colorectal cancer.
Right.
Because if you have the polyps and they're removed, don't they come back?
Well, polyps are like mushrooms. They come and they go. You reabsorb the polyps in your body quite often. But what Dr. Matt Andry pointed out was the intestines are so convoluted and curved and misshapen that quite often they don't even see most of the stuff that's going on in there that's around the curve or so on. So a lot of times things are missed even in a colonoscopy, and a person goes home and thinks, well, I had a colonoscopy, I'm safe, I got a clean review. No, you could still have it. You could still have cancer. And polyps aren't the enemy. Polyps come and go all the time. There have been cases where a polyp was seen and 2 months later it was gone and it wasn't removed. The body reabsorbed it. So this idea of going after polyps is nonsense. Anyway, okay. So what are we talking about now, Alisa?
Do you want to switch gears and talk about genetically modified foods a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, yes, I love it.
Wouldn't be Casual Friday if we didn't talk about that.
And we can't talk about GMO without talking about our favorite company, Monsanto.
Well, I wanted to talk for a few minutes about the company Chipotle. Chipotle has a statement that says that all of their foods are organic and
locally sourced, non-GMO.
I don't think they say non-GMO, but they say that their chicken is hormone-free, antibiotic-free.
All chicken is hormone-free nowadays, by the way.
It gives the appearance that Chipotle is so healthy.
Right.
So there was an article in the Bloomberg News, I think, that said that Chipotle uses GMOs. So I'm on the Chipotle website looking at their nutrient ingredients.
Right.
They use soybean oil in almost everything.
Yeah, which we know 99% of all soybean is genetically modified now.
And it says here, again, locally sourced, responsibly raised meats, organic, which is all good, but if you have organic vegetables and you fry them in soybean oil, it just wipes everything out.
Isn't that crazy?
So it says on their website that they're trying to do away with the soybean oil and use sunflower oil, but they have not switched totally over. Why can't they?
And they also said they're trying hard to keep GMO out, but they blame the American food system for not being able to. That's nonsense. They could source non-GMO products if they wanted.
But maybe it's more expensive.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. This is why all fast food is really not good in this day and age.
Well, and you know, if you're traveling and you think you're going to Chipotle and you think you're eating healthy, I guess the key is to go to the websites and look at the nutrient information on the places. I don't know what else to do.
Well, I mean, how much oil
unless
do they use?
Unless you just carry all your food with you.
Well, they grill the beef and the chicken, so I don't think they use much soybean oil on the grilled beef and grilled chicken. They cook it on that fire, that flame grill. They're not frying it in a frying pan.
They use hydrogenated oils, too.
Everybody does. The idea that we've gotten away from hydrogenated oils is a joke. The FDA just allows companies to say that there are zero trans fats based on a serving of a tablespoon. But we know that companies use more than a tablespoon to fry in. So trans fats haven't gone away at all. They're still out there. Read the labels. You'll see partially hydrogenated this and partially hydrogenated that. So, and you know, I published a blog post this week that both links the activation of breast cancer cells to Roundup glyphosate, and also 18 countries in Europe were tested. The high levels of glyphosate found in the urine of people who don't even live near the country. Where are they getting it from? I'll tell you where. Conventionally grown produce. For you ladies out there, it's even more important. If you have breast cancer in your family, you better be eating organic, because glyphosate has been shown to activate the growth of breast cancer cells, even in the absence of estrogen. It has an affinity to the estrogen receptor. So if you're worried about breast cancer and you're buying conventionally grown foods that have Roundup, and don't forget, everything that's GMO, they use Roundup on it. That's why it's genetically modified. It's genetically modified to resist Roundup so they can spray tons and tons of it on a crop, kill everything else but the crop. Well, if you're buying conventional foods, grown foods, you're just basically putting a droplet of Roundup in your mouth every day. And it causes breast cancer cells to grow. So women, you know, this, if you're worried about BPA, we don't buy BPA plastic. But guess what? If you're eating conventional produce, just go ahead and eat the BPA plastic. Don't even worry about drinking out of it. Just eat it. Because the produce that you're eating is worse for you.
Okay, so.
Oh, and one more thing I gotta mention. Susan G. Komen has not said a word about glyphosate. They haven't said anything about the research that shows that it activates breast cancer cells or the high levels of it found in European urine, the population's urine. And you know who one of the biggest supporters of Susan G. Komen is?
Coca-Cola?
Monsanto.
Oh.
The company that makes glyphosate. So you would think that Susan G. Komen would come out and say, we're worried about this Roundup stuff, and no, they're sitting quietly. How do you pee in your own Cheerios and then eat them? They can't say anything about this because Monsanto will say, hey, we're just going to pull you any support we give you.
Well, did you see the New York Times article that the executive at Monsanto wins global food honor?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's a prestigious award, and this year it went to the mastermind behind Monsanto's big move into genetically modified crops. In foodie terms, that's like a commercial blockbuster winning Best Picture rather than an independent film.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is terrible.
On Wednesday, the World Food Prize Foundation said the honor and the $250,000 cash prize would be shared by Monsanto's executive vice president and chief technology officer and two other scientists. And the three scientists who helped devise a way to insert foreign genes into plants led to the development of higher yielding crops that can resist insects, disease, and extreme climate.
And the interesting thing is it's not higher yielding. When you compare genetically modified crops to conventionally grown to organically grown crops, or even conventionally grown crops that are non-GMO, the bushel per acre yield is like one bushel per acre, two bushels per acre. It's minimally effective in yielding higher. But guess what? GMO crops cost more to grow, not less to grow, as purported by Monsanto.
The United Nations concluded in 2008 that GMO crops would play only a small role in fighting world hunger. A small role.
Yeah, but now if you listen to him, we can't feed the world without these crops.
Well, that's Bill Gates.
Yeah. It's terrible. It really, really is terrible. Yeah, the guy's name is Robert Fraley, it looks like. He is Monsanto's chief technology officer.
The World Food Prize has been criticized in the past for favoring industrial agriculture.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And Mark Van Montague founded two biotech companies, Plant Genetic Systems and Crop Design. This is another company that pioneers genetically modified food. Remember these names because they're going to go down in the annals of history as the people and companies that destroyed our ability to survive on this planet. We have to take a break. All right, so we've got lots more to cover, and we've got listener emails and comments. You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Human Radio. We'll be right back.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888- 437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
All eyes on me.
Welcome back
to Superhuman Radio.
There you go. Jump in there, girl. Okay, more on GMOs. So GMOs are now linked to blood cell disorders like leukemia. And these are the toxins that they use to create the GMOs.
It's scary. If people haven't heard your interview with, what's his name?
Howard Vlieger.
They should listen to that.
Yeah. In 2008, we had Howard on the show talking about what was happening to his hogs when they ate genetically modified corn and soy. They developed all the symptoms of IBS, GERD, ulcerative colitis, ulcers of the stomach, their litter rates went down, they became anemic, all these disorders that once they were off the GM foods for a few weeks, they started to get better. And he ended up launching a study driven by a Dr. Carmen in Australia that has now conclusively shown that genetically modified corn and soy cause autoimmune disorders in pigs. Now, why is that important? Well, pigs are more like humans than rats or mice are. So if the scientific community accepts mouse and rat model studies as significant, then this is really significant as well. So here's another one.
Yet another study.
Showing that genetically modified crops cause blood disorders. And even small amounts of these toxins destroy the marrow of the bone. One would think
if the FDA really gave a damn about people, if this government was interested in more than, you know, okay, feed the world, but not at the expense of human lives. If they really gave a damn, they would have tested all these things before they decided that they were safe for people to eat. We're already eating the stuff. We don't even know what the transgenerational effects are 3, 4, 5 generations from now.
It says in this article, if independent studies such as this one had been required to be conducted prior to the approval of GM crops, such crops would have never been approved in the first place.
And don't forget, the French government has considered that study that was done on those trans, and for those out there who say, well, those transgenic rats, they are prone to developing cancer. Yes, that's why they use them in cancer research. They use those rats for cancer research. So the pharmaceutical companies that are saying, oh, or Monsanto that's saying, oh, that's nonsense, those are the same rats that they use for all other therapies that are addressing cancer research. So why not this one? And the French government took that so seriously that they want more research done, and they've stopped the importation of GMO crops.
Well, so many other people in the European Union have.
Did you tell me that China or Japan just said no more of something?
It was Japan. No more of the HPV vaccine until further studies are conducted on it to ensure its
safety.
Safety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry. I get the GM thing and the vaccine thing mixed up sometimes.
But they are interchangeable because there's a new vaccine out that has GMOs in it. We'll get to that in a minute. I want to talk about a little bit of good news. Target is going to remove genetically modified organisms from their major food brand.
I appreciate that. That's fantastic. They're so smart to do this because they're going to attract a group of people who don't want GMO.
It's called Simply Balanced, and it should be on their shelves by the end of 2014.
That's exciting. That's really, really exciting.
The initial rollout will include a selection of foods that are 40% organic, and the majority of them will not contain GMOs. GMOs will be completely absent from the ingredients within the next year and a half.
That's exciting. You know what? Target is so smart. I've said it before. People buy what they want. Manufacturers will make what they want or make what we want, depending on if we vote by it with our dollars. Target is going to get people who vote with their dollars to come and shop there now.
It says here, the Simply Balanced collection is crafted to be free of artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives, avoids high fructose corn syrup. The collection never uses trans fats, is mindful about the amount of sodium, and 40% of the products are organic.
Gigantic and organic. That's a new word we just made up.
I just combined the two.
Yeah. But no, this is good news. This is good news because it shows that mainstream companies are getting the message that people don't want GMO, and they're willing to sell us products without GMO in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at that app that went viral that you can scan a product and see if it has anything to do with Monsanto in the downline, if they buy anything from Monsanto. That's fantastic. In fact, that app got so overwhelming of a response that they had to shut the website down, I think, for a day or two to upgrade the servers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all great news. Anything else on the GMO front, Elisa?
The first flu vaccine that's made with GMO.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say it's made with GMO, one of the agents in it are genetically modified?
Insect cells.
Oh! Why are they injecting insect cells in people?
Well, because they used to use egg cultures. They do use egg culture,
right,
but they need an alternative to people who are allergic to eggs.
Eggs, right.
So they're using insect cells from... you got the article, too, by the way.
Okay.
It's using proteins derived from GMO insect cells developed with the help of your tax dollars.
Yeah, so the bottom line is that are they injecting people with...
It contains a bacillus virus. It's a version of the insect virus created using recombinant DNA technology.
Baculovirus. This is why I don't like vaccines. Did anybody even know that they were injecting the cells of bugs into you and your children when you take a vaccine? This is why you have to ask to read the damn insert that most doctors don't even have.
Use of the technology is expected to speed production of vaccines. So they're going to just speed it up, put it to market without ever testing it, just like all the rest of them.
Oh, and listen, like I said, antibiotics are going to be on this same fast train very shortly. And they're going to be, people are going to be taking antibiotics that are not properly tested. And the risk is yours if you use antibiotics.
They're using it from cells of the fall Amy worm. It's a type of caterpillar.
It's shocking. It's shocking to me that these ingredients are even in vaccines.
The Amy worm cells are genetically altered to produce large amounts of hemagglutinin, which is a flu virus protein that permits the flu virus itself to enter the human body more quickly. Well, why do we need more vaccines? They don't use the vaccines that we have. People have stopped getting the flu vaccine. So why do we need another one?
And apparently, these vaccines cause in some people Julian Barr syndrome, which is the same thing as the human version of mad cow disease.
Yes.
You get a vaccine today, you really are playing Russian roulette with your life.
And it's 45% effective.
Yeah.
45%.
And we don't even know that that's true, because we've discussed that before on the show. The way that the CDC allows these companies to validate how effective a vaccine is really flimsy in scientific terms. So we don't even know if it's really 45% effective. It could be 20% effective, but they found ways to bolster the number. It's ridiculous.
So Japan has decided to stop
importation,
or recommending that people, their teenagers, their boys and girls, get the HPV vaccine.
But not here in the United States. We're going full force trying to get everybody and anybody to get the HPV. I said on several different shows, the only thing harder to get rid of than HPV is the campaign to sell the vaccine for HPV.
On June 14th, Japan's health ministry raised eyebrows around the world by deciding to formally withdraw its recommendation for HPV vaccination to protect girls from the cervical cancer.
Yeah, which doesn't kill them.
Hundreds of complaints from Japanese citizens about possible side effects and long-term pain, numbness, and even paralysis.
Yeah, yeah.
And so here in the article that I'm looking at, in the United States alone, 935 people have been disabled, 133 deaths, 519 abnormal pap smears, 62 cervical cancers, 209 cervical dysplasia, 551 life-threatening, and it goes on and on and on. 29,362 adverse events.
Now let's compare this for a second.
And that's from the HPV vaccine.
Right. And now, first of all, that's what's been reported.
Yes.
Number one, okay? Because there's lots of ways to keep people out of the report. We know this already. But let's compare that to a recent story that is being circulated in an effort to get people to think that the FDA needs to control
compounding
pharmacists and even over-the-counter supplements. A young girl died recently of liver toxicity, and her parents are being blamed because she was fed 8 or 10 different supplements a day for some disorder. Okay? So this one person, this is called an N equals one study. This one person died from liver toxicity. And when they found out that her mother was giving her these vitamins and supplements, they blamed that on the liver toxicity. And the FDA is saying we need to control the supplement industry, right? So here we have one incident, or let's go to the other. We have one compounding pharmacist that's a rogue pharmacy that causes some deaths. They shut it down immediately, which is what they should do. We need to control compounding pharmacists. Guess what? Wait. Guess what? The FDA controls the vaccines. Look at all the people that are dying from this vaccine. They're not pulling it off the market.
10,335 emergency room visits. That's what's been reported, you suggested. How many people die from over-the-counter Tylenol?
150 a month.
150 a month.
100, and you don't see the FDA did make them put a black box warning on it. On Tylenol.
But it's still on the shelf, over the counter.
Go out and buy it tomorrow morning and misuse it. You take Tylenol for a hangover, you're putting your liver at great distress.
But they want to control supplements, and supplements are evil.
So let's look at this for a second logically, right? Let's put on our critical thinking caps.
5,875 people did not recover from the HPV vaccine.
Right. And the FDA already provides oversight for these vaccines. Now, just keep remembering that. This is the FDA that keeps saying, well, we need to control that to protect the American people. We need to control that to protect the American people. Well, what about the things that you already control that are killing so many American people? I mean, where is the justice in all of this? Where? Why isn't anyone at the FDA going to jail for complicity, for conspiring, for any of the myriad of things that you or I would be charged with if we were in the business of killing people like this?
Do you remember how many people a year die from prescription medication?
It was something stupid, like 780,000 or something. It was like near a million people a year die taking the drugs the way they were prescribed by their physician. I mean, this is sickness. And now multiply that by all the people that are going to be quote unquote of the obesity disease who will be ramped up on medications. I mean, doesn't anyone see this train heading for the cliff up in Capitol Hill? Don't they realize if they kill all of us, they have no tax dollars left? They put themselves out of business. It's their duty to keep us healthy or stay out of our way from being healthy for those of us who know how to be healthy so that we can keep paying our tax dollars so you idiots can have jobs. The government makes nothing. They just redistribute the money they take from us. Don't they realize that the more of us that get sick, they're not going to have any money left? I am just flabbergasted. And I keep blaming the FDA, and I know there's people out there saying, but Carl, it's not the FDA, it's the pharmaceutical companies. Look, you're right, it's the pharmaceutical companies, but the FDA is supposed to be the firewall of protection for the American people. I mean, you don't have the fox guarding the hen house here. You have the fox running the chicken farm. Oh, man, we have to take a break. We've got more to talk about, and we also have listener questions and comments. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
From Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit
and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, PainPod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The PainPod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the PainPod for only $200, including shipping. PainPod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PainPod banner ad today to learn more.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Well, we've talked about bumblebees a lot, but there's something shocking that just happened. This is being called the worst mass death of bumblebees in the Western Hemisphere.
Mass killing.
Well, yes, mass death, mass killing in the Western Hemisphere. It happened in Oregon, in fact.
Tens of thousands of dead bees and other insects, speaking of Target, were found in a Target parking lot in Oregon earlier this year. One of the largest mass deaths of bumblebees in the Western U.S.
Yeah, and you know what? It was estimated to be 25,000 plus bumblebees. Now, we talk about bumblebees and what they signify if they all die. Lots of ecologists all agree that without bumblebees, we won't last on the planet.
Well, don't you remember we talked about a few weeks ago about Putin said that if something isn't done about the
bumblebees,
the bee population, it's going to cause a world war.
Right, but he was tasking the current administration, because the only place this is going on is in the United States, where Monsanto, look, a lot of people...
In this article, it says, while the cause of the die-off remains unknown, it's not unknown. You talked about that scientist.
There's a scientist. The guy who is responsible for saving the American bald eagle decided to create a genetically modified bee resistant to Roundup. He determined that it was Roundup that was killing the bees. And when he was found out about, the government, I think in Minnesota, they confiscated his bees and killed them all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would they confiscate somebody's bees and kill them? Unless there was a cover-up. Unless Monsanto reached out through its political cronies that it owns and said, look, we can't have that stuff hitting the news. Get rid of those bees. I reached out to the guy. He's an older guy. He won't come on the show.
The organization believes the incident may be from a toxic pesticide that was used on the trees for cosmetic reasons.
Yeah. So all these pesticides, right? You know, these pesticides are indiscriminate. Bees are pests too.
I was having some issues with the roses in my yard, so I called a company that comes out and sprays, and I asked them what they used. I said, is it organic? What does it kill? Will it kill other insects?
Butterflies you also
I was
about.
Worried about the butterflies.
And the bees.
The bees. And he said, well, we don't know if it kills them. We can't say that it won't, because it does harm insects.
Right.
Because because of the beetles were eating all the roses. And I said, well, I'll look for a more organic option.
And one of the organic options is neem oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the other organic option was, when the beetles came, I got up every morning and I blasted them with the hose. And when they would hit the ground, I'd smash them.
And also soapy water.
There you go.
It won't harm anything.
Yeah. The real key is that I learned that I didn't do last year was to after the season is over, to literally turn the soil to dig the grubs up,
mm-hmm.
because they sleep all winter long.
And that will take care
this
of
this year, I'm going to turn the soil. There you go.
So that's terrible about the bees.
Very sad. And again, we don't know what's causing it, but it's probably a pesticide that's causing what's called now bee colony collapse disorder. So, but nobody wants to talk about it because there's big industry in that.
On a lighter note, I do want to talk about the 91-year-old Arizona man who set a weightlifting record.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
That was cool. He was 91, and he He lifted 187.2.
Right, pounds.
Pounds.
And the guy who, his name was Cy Perlis, and the guy who, he broke the record by almost 30 pounds, I believe, right? The other guy.
In 2005, the record was set with 135 pounds.
Oh, my God. So he broke the record with 50 pounds. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. 91 years old. Congratulations to Cy Perlis. And he didn't start lifting weights until he was in his 60s, right?
He said he didn't start lifting weights until he was 60, and he entered his first competition 5 years ago in his 80s.
So think about this. He started in his 60s. Does anybody think that his weightlifting has actually extended his life?
Oh, I'm sure.
Of course it has. But you'll never hear a doctor say to somebody, you should start weightlifting. It'll extend your life.
Didn't a doctor tell you that it would kill you?
Yeah. When I was sick and I was starting to get thinner, I was starting to lose body fat, and I knew that I had to remodel my heart, and I read so many studies that showed that heavy resistance training remodels the heart, and I told my doctor that I was going to take up powerlifting, and he said to me, just make sure you have enough life insurance so you don't leave your family high and dry. In other words, you're going to kill yourself. By the way, we saw him in a restaurant not too long ago. He doesn't look good. He's pencil thin, all hunched over, and he looks like he's aged a lot more than I have in the years that we have not seen each other. So that made me feel good.
Adele posted under the show notes that $1 billion a year is spent on treating weight-related diseases in the military alone.
And we've done that show. I actually had a guy from the head of recruiting for the Army come on my show a couple years ago to talk about the fact that they turn more people away today, more young men and women away today because of obesity. That where it was easier to find recruits back in the day, you just had to find somebody who was willing. Today, you have to find somebody who's willing, but can also pass a basic readiness test, which most of these young people, remember, we're talking about 18, 19, 20-year-olds, can't do. They can't do it. So obesity is threatening us on every front. $1 billion a year alone, that's for the people that make it into the military, that they're trying to rehabilitate from obesity. Never mind the number of people that don't get into the military because they're obese already.
He also posted, Adele also posted a study that who is to blame for the obesity epidemic? If you ask the public, the obese are primarily to blame.
No, okay.
Well, so he just published.
Yeah, but I would vote with that. The obese are to blame. Mm-hmm. Because I was obese and now I'm not. And I took responsibility for my obesity and I take responsibility for my good health now too. So yeah.
People do need to take responsibility.
That's the problem.
Point. But that's the point.
Yes, that's the point and the problem. When you look at countries by and large, most people don't want to take responsibility for anything. Look at the guy on the Mandy show. Oh, well, you know, I couldn't exercise anymore, so I'm 400 pounds. No, it's because of the number of things you put in your mouth that you didn't need to put in your mouth because you sat around and ate all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's not responsible for that. Most people aren't responsible for anything in this world today anymore. That's what makes those of us who take responsibility for our health so darn unique and, by the way, so threatening. Because what we say to others is, look, you don't have to end up like that. And people don't want to hear that. They want to say, oh, it's my genetics. I was destined to develop this disease. It's
but
my
it's
genetic.
Not.
Of course not. Why didn't it happen in the 20s? Somebody posted on Facebook that it's because of all the red meat. It's not because of the red meat. If it was because of red meat, it would have happened in the 1920s when people fried their red meat in lard. No, it's because of all the grain, all the artificial flavors, all the artificial colors, all the artificial sweeteners. It's because of what this government purports is healthy to eat.
Okay, so that leads me into the next thing I want to talk about really quick. 8 foods that we eat in the United States that are banned in other countries.
Really?
First one on here is artificial dyes. It inhibits nerve cell development.
Okay.
Olestra, it lowers calorie counts while causing vitamin depletion and anal leakage.
Yeah, Olestra is something that keeps your body from absorbing fat.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that doctors will recommend that people turn to in order to lose weight, I predict.
Brominated vegetable oil makes food dye stick to liquid. Looks like they use it in Mountain Dew. but also causes birth defects and major organ damage.
Potassium bromate, a bromated flour. Great for impatient bakers. Bad for your kidneys and nervous system. What is that? Azodicarbonamide. It's a bleach for flour, plastics, and induces asthma and as an added bonus. And look at all the asthma we have today in young kids. They're the ones who are most exposed to these types of foods.
That's found in breads, frozen dinners, boxed pasta mixes, and packaged baked goods.
And then, of course, something you can't look – you every time you look at a food, a candy box or something, you see BHA and BHT, butylated hydroxyanisole. These are found in mostly in candy products. They're waxy type substances. They use them on the surface of the candies to make them shiny.
So it's in nut mixes, it says.
As well, yeah.
Gum, butter, meat, and dehydrated potatoes. So be careful, because I mean,
it's linked to cancer and tumors. Now these are things that are not allowed in other countries. Don't forget, the United States is the greatest country in the world. They protect their people better than other countries. Other countries are evil and sinister. They exploit their populations. You think so? I think it's the other way around. Maybe it was that way when my father was a young man, but today the American government and industry exploit the people. Here, what's the next one? Synthetic growth hormones, RBGH. Thank you, Monsanto. They invented this stuff.
And lastly, it's arsenic, because we all know they put arsenic in chicken feed.
Right. So these are all things that the other governments have banned, but the FDA says, oh, a little bit won't hurt you. Just shut up and eat it. And the FDA's divine wisdom. We have to take a break. What are we going to do when we come back?
We have listener
Comments and questions. Okay, so you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special
insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, now for listener questions and comments.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can read Joe Siciliano's first.
Hey, Carl, I just listened to the latest Men's Health episode. You know, as a 46-year-old father of a 7-year-old, you didn't mention that increasing pressure placed on men these days. I understand that occupations may not be as physical as they were 50 years ago, but they may... That may be the problem. Mental exhaustion is often worse than physical. These days, if you're a person who works on a computer, you need to be up to date almost daily on the latest software to remain competitive in the job market. 50 years ago, if you were a truck driver or a pressman in a printing company, that's all you had to concern yourself
with. He's absolutely right. I mean, he's right on a couple points. Number one, this is a renaissance today. Men are more involved with raising children, and because women are in the workplace too now. I mean, when my father was a truck driver, my mother stayed home with us. Her job was to be home with the kids, and his job was to go out and work. And he's right. The jobs are much more simplified. You did one thing. You did it every day. You could do it in your sleep. And, today, both men and women must work outside the home. Both men and women must take part in caring for the children. So there is definitely more stress, but it's in both men and women's world that there's more stress. And I agree with them 100%. I hate it. Every time I get an email that they've upgraded my software for, like, the studio software, they sent me an update like 3 months ago. I haven't even installed it yet. They're probably going to send me another update in another month or two. And then I got to learn new features. Or my iPhone updates, and I got to, check this new app works. It's right. He's right. It's like, you can't even stay abreast of this stuff anymore. But I don't think that's just stressful to men. I think it's stressful to women and men because in this day and age, both the man and the woman work and both of them have to be involved in raising the children. The way this country is set up, it provides enough stress for everybody, both genders. It's disgusting and it's sad. I mean, but you're right. There is a lot more stress out there, but that's not the exclusive reason that men live shorter lives than women. There are other reasons that we talked about during the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we need to fight for this men's initiative. We do. Men need to start paying attention. Look at James Gandolfini. The guy had more money than God.
He's 51 years old.
51 years old. I mean, clearly he could have lost weight. He could have been more active. He could have done a lot of things that would have changed his outcome, but he didn't.
Personal trainers, personal chefs, whatever he had access to everything.
Everything, the best of everything. But you know what? He didn't see it that way. He wanted to enjoy his life, and his idea, I guess, enjoyment was, not taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have a responsibility to take care of ourselves. The greatest gift that you can give to your children is for you to take care of yourself. What we do as parents that's wrong is we take care of the kids, but we treat ourselves like crap. Guess what? The kids get that message. They don't go, I got to take care of myself. They go, my mother and father didn't take care of themselves. I'm not going to take care of myself. If you want your kids to be healthy, you have to be healthy.
And don't you think that it's good sometimes to just get off the grid, like to go into the country and
yes,
and
unwind
and be in a log cabin and go hiking and
no cell phones.
Be in the woods, no
yeah.
computers, no
yes.
cell phones.
Yes. That's really relaxing. Not going to the beach and taking your iPhone with you and checking your email while you're laying there reading a book and drinking margaritas. That doesn't do anything to recharge you. That just beats you up more.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Martin says, Carl, you recently mentioned a doctor and a book that deals with the supplementing ubiquinol and a few EAAs to help reverse cognitive congestive heart failure. What was this book again? It's called, it's written by Dr. Steven Sinatra. And it's called the Sinatra Solution, I believe. Dr. Steven Sinatra was a heart surgeon. And after cracking hundreds of chests open, one of the things that the Wizard of Oz always claims that he's done, he decided that there was a better way to treat people with heart failure. And he discovered that combining CoQ10, ubiquinol, magnesium, acetyl L-carnitine and D-ribose, those four things, he created a cocktail that reversed heart failure. He had patients that were waiting for heart transplants who had, they got off the list. They were like, oh, I don't need a heart transplant after all. Within a year.
That's and so amazing.
He reversed heart failure in some 4,000 patients using this cocktail. And then wrote the Sinatra Solution, which is the book by Dr. Steven Sinatra. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to have heart failure to benefit from this. If you're a hard training athlete, if you're a CrossFitter, if you're somebody like me who rests 30, 50 seconds in between heavy, heavy sets, I take these things because if they can reverse heart failure, they can also make your heart perform better.
Prevent it.
Well, perform better. It's a supplement cocktail that makes your heart perform better. And if your heart performs better, you can perform physically better.
Do they sell that book at Amazon? Do you know?
I'm sure. Yeah, it's called the Sinatra Solution, I'm pretty sure. And it's Dr. Steven Sinatra. It's a great, great book.
I want to read it.
Yeah, it's good. I probably still have it somewhere. It's a small, skinny book. It's not something, I mean, you give this to somebody who's suffering from heart failure, they can read the book in a day, and if they apply the discussions in there, they will change their outcome. So, great book. Brian Lukey says, Happy Father's Day, Carl. I'm still listening to almost every SHR show. I love the honest truth that you are bringing to us, your audience. Keep speaking truth to power, please. Keep the discussions on politics, health, and corruption in high places. Cheers, Brian. I'm glad people like that because sometimes I think they get turned off by it. But I am, you know what? That guy who wrote my bio, he interviewed me 3 times on the phone. We spent like 3 hours on the phone altogether. And then he wrote my bio that we use for our press kit.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a picture of me at the top of the bio. And then there's a quote. And it says something to the effect of, I didn't decide to be a crusader. It just happened. And something about I distrust the government and what they're doing to the people. The truth is, I'm angry. I'm really friggin' angry. But I didn't say friggin'. I said the real F word. So he changed it to friggin' so that I could use that as. And he said, you know what? He goes, it's clear to me that these things upset you, and it does. It upsets me. I'm getting emotional. It upsets me that so many lives are shortened by the dishonesty and the deceit that is perpetrated by industry and this government. That there are people that won't see their grandchildren grow up. There are people that won't be there for their wives. There are people that won't be there for their children. There are people that won't take that vacation right after they retire because their lives are shortened. And it's not necessary, and it's sad. And the sadness, I can't be sad too long because I become emotional, so I respond with anger. So I'm really angry.
That's why we need to spread the word about SHR, about Superhuman Radio, and maybe it'll save a life.
I hope so. I really do. And keep in mind that I am no different than anybody in the audience. I'm just trying to extend my quality of life and my life as well. So I have no agenda
other
than that.
We were talking about that today. It takes effort.
Yeah.
It takes effort every day. And when you start getting older, you have to do everything right.
Right. When you're, Lisa and I were talking about, when you're young, you can do 10% of things right and still be healthy, fit, and you could stay up all night drinking and run a marathon the next day. And, but the older you get, you have to do 90% right. And then finally, it's like, you got to do everything right.
You just have to. You have to live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not a 50-50 thing or a 40-20. It's a 100%.
I used to say to people, well, just use the 80-20 rule. If you do 80% right and 20% wrong, you're fine. Well, that has changed. If you're above 50 years old, it's the 90-10 rule. And if you're above 60, it's the 100%. You better do it all right. That's it.
Well, we're not there yet.
No.
But
no. I have one more thing that I'm going to read from a fella. We'll just say his name is Pat. He said, great show on prostate health. I'm really proud of the prostate health show, by the way. Based on your comments concerning IGF-1 levels and insulin sensitivity, would you advise males over 40 to avoid using peptides like IGF-1 long R3, especially if they have a family history of prostate cancer? Thanks in advance. Here's what I would say to Pat. This is what I'm going to read you what I sent him. I said, I'll answer this today on Casual Friday. I says, like many things, including oxygen, glucose, etc., IGF-1 causes cancer cells to grow. It does not cause cancer cells. So in other words, it doesn't take a healthy cell and mutate it into a cancer cell. But if there's a cancer cell there, IGF-1 will help it grow. But that's true of lots of things. And IGF-1 also helps healthy cells grow. So you can't take it away just because these mutant cells are dangerous. I said, I don't have a history of prostate cancer, but I am vigilant about my use of IGF-1 long R3. I use it post-workout only, but in moderately high doses. The things I would recommend to anyone worried about is many of the things that we talked about on the show yesterday. Exercise, sunshine or supplementing with D3, proper sleep, plenty of orgasms, and pay attention to progesterone levels because of its effect on DHT. This combined with the type of diet that we espouse, which is the paleo/ancestral diet, low in starchy carbs and sugary carbs, high in healthy animal proteins and healthy fats, should protect you against prostate cancer. There's IGF-1 in your body regardless of whether you take long R3 or not. So if you are doing things that are going to promote prostate cancer, like not getting enough sleep and not going to sleep at night because you're a shift worker, or not getting out in the sunshine, or refusing to exercise, or you're not sexually active any longer, then you are going to develop prostate cancer, most likely, whether you take long R3 or not, because there's already IGF-1 in your blood. But also remember this, what Adele elucidated yesterday was when we talk about, well, this increases the rate of prostate cancer by 50%, and this increases the rate of prostate cancer by 100%. Remember that the rate of prostate cancer is less than 1% across the population of males. So it's not as rampant as everybody thinks it is. So you have to weigh that out. And then, of course, to all of the black males in this country, we know, and we found out yesterday, that sub-Saharan African black men have a far, far, far lower rate of prostate cancer than those who live in the United States. So we come back to, you know, we just found out that Roundup, glyphosate, stimulates the growth of breast cancer cells because it attaches to the estrogen receptor. Well, don't you think that it probably stimulates the growth of other cancer cells as well? Stay away from conventionally grown and especially genetically modified foods. Avoid pesticides. Watch out for the things that are endocrine disrupting in your diet. And black men, more than anybody else, pay attention to your progesterone levels, because when your progesterone levels get low, your DHT levels get high. And as we found out yesterday, IGF-1 will help cells grow. But DHT causes neoplasia, which causes them to divide. So one cell turns into 10, turns into 50, while the IGF is making them grow individually. But the bottom line is IGF-1 does not cause cancer, but it will fuel it. But so does oxygen. So are you going to asphyxiate yourself and stop breathing to keep cancer cells? No, it sounds ridiculous. You say, Carl, that's ridiculous. You can't suppress IGF-1, but you can do all the other things that we know will make you less prone to prostate cancer. And those are the things that we talk about every flipping day on this show. So that's it. What else do we have?
Oh, the only one is we wanted to give a shout out to Paul and
Adeleke, yeah. And I think I've got his name right this time because he sent it to me phonetically. So thank you for that. We want to give him a shout out because he sent us the, what story did he send?
He sent us the obesity story, but he sends us stories periodically all the time.
He's a big fan of the Blueprint Power Hour. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. And to all of you out there who listen all the time, who are nameless right now.
And who sends us articles. Thank you so much.
And don't forget, we now have a bumper sticker that's completely removable. It will not damage your car. It won't leave any glue or goo behind. It won't pull the paint off. And it is just a dollar. Inside the United States, you get two bumper stickers for a dollar, including postage. Help spread the word about Superhuman Radio. And please like the fan page, the Superhuman Radio Network page. And thanks for listening all week. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.